Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Now I'm just got back from baby. We've been rolling all night long.
Little Texas Blues, that's Billy on vocals and Dusty on bass and Frank on drums. That little band from Texas bringing this back, 17 Tell. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with us. And please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff there that will help you, whatever you got going on, wherever you are on the time continuum of ownership, from startup to growth to divestiture. We've got something you can do, read, listen, ask questions, watch the video, whatever it is, whatever you need. We got it. Ted Fishman's here. We're talking about the impact of the fiscal cliff. Ted thinks, and by the way, folks, Ted's the author of Shock of Gray. This is an outstanding book on the aging of the world's populations. As a demographer, Ted's really coming into his own, and I really have enjoyed seeing him do this. And he's got other works in the process on this in this area. Ted, the fiscal cliff is something that the government manufactured. It is a self-imposition of tax increases and budget cuts, right?
And that's right.
And if it actually happens that we go over the cliff, it will click over to automatic things that nobody can do anything about. At least they'll have to live with it until they amend it, I guess, right?
Yeah. That's right. Okay. That's right. So pretty drastic tax increases that take us almost all the way back to the Clinton tax rates,
right.
Although I don't think all the way, and we did live with those at one time. And then pretty drastic cuts in the so-called entitlement programs. And this was designed so that each wing of our political spectrum would take equal pain.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks like right now they're willing to take
yeah.
more pain than they are willing to take
yeah.
blame.
Well, you know, and I'm a little bit ambivalent about this, Ted. Even though I don't like the idea of my taxes going up at all, and I don't think that's going to be good for the economy, if this also imposes budget cuts, Ted, the biggest danger, the biggest challenge to America right now is that we've just joined a very small but ignominious list of countries whose national debt is greater than its output, and one of the names on that list is Greece.
Yeah,
that's our biggest. In my opinion, that's the trajectory of our deficits and our debt in the last 4 years, Ted. That seems to me the scariest part of all.
That is one thing that makes these automatic mechanisms increasingly attractive.
Mm-hmm.
There's probably all kinds of budgetary engineering that can be done to manage them if we do get there. But I wanted to talk about a few things that are embedded in the negotiations right now that might affect small business owners.
Mm-hmm.
Jim, you and I have talked about, you know, how small business owners bear so much. They bear the running of their business, and they bear the responsibility for their families, too. Many people
yep.
go into small businesses to give them flexibility around needs that they have in their
mm-hmm.
family. And a couple of things in the negotiations are the way Social Security will be recalibrated, the way it tracks with inflation.
Hmm.
Right now, it tracks with the mainstream consumer price index, which is a basket of things that urban shoppers buy.
Right.
And there's discussion now to change it to the so-called chained consumer price index, which takes into account the way people's spending changes as prices go up. So it's a more dynamic measure.
Mm-hmm.
But one thing that it doesn't do is it doesn't take into account how people's spending changes as they age. And as it turns out, because of healthcare expenses and because of the need for extra help around the house,
mm-hmm.
Older people actually have a higher consumer price index, if you will, than the general population. This
mm-hmm.
actually gives them a lower rate of increase, even though their expenses are higher. And I think for family members who have older family members on their watch, this could be a drain on the family resources
mm-hmm.
and on family time. You'll either be substituting the drops in Social Security with your own time or your own money as you help other family members.
Yep.
And I think that we have to tread carefully there.
Well, I certainly fit in that category. I'm responsible for my mother. Yeah.
And imagine if her Social Security went down by $800 or $1,000 a year, and she could do that much less for herself.
Are you saying that could be the result? It could be that much of a hit.
Over time, over the next 10 years, yes,
yeah.
It could. Hmm.
Interesting.
And then there are the changes in Medicare that are on the table now. You know, there's this talk of raising the effective age of Medicare.
Right.
And there's a lot of discussion of this, even in
some of these adjustments wouldn't bother me. I mean,
well, they shouldn't bother us if they're done intelligently.
That's right.
You know, one of the proposals in the national
lot to ask of Washington, Ted. I'm sorry. I'm afraid you were doing so well till you said that. Now you got me worried.
Well, one of the things that might be accepted.
Oh, it requires intelligence. Well, I don't think we can get to that point.
No. Well, I'm going to try my best. I'm not sure I can get all the way to intelligence, but I can at least get dissensions. You know, one of the proposed measures that's really not getting a lot of discussion is to keep Medicare eligibility where it is, around, you know, at age 65. But for those who are still employed robustly in the private sector,
right.
Have incentives for them to keep their private sector insurance.
See, that's what I'd like to be able to do.
Yeah.
Yeah. Whenever I get to that point, I'm going to be fully gainfully employed at that point.
That's
Why
right.
Why not just leave me alone and let me keep what I got?
And you ought to be able to keep it and save the country some money too.
Because I have a friend who just went on Medicare. His supplemental bills and everything are as much as my health insurance.
That's shocking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable. A month. His monthly bill is as much as my insurance is.
Well, then we ought to just convert to your insurance.
That's what I'm saying. All right, Tintail, right back with Ted Fishman. More to come. Ted's book is called Shock of Gray, and also, don't forget, China Inc. It's still a very important book. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.